From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Mary Dexter from the Tazwood Dance Company. They're presenting their final performance one last time tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center. Mary, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And so what's behind the decision to disband the company after all of these years?
Well, I was artistic director for 30 years. I did 53 shows. And it was time for me to retire. My body just would not do it anymore. So we had one of our dancers took over for a couple of semesters, three semesters actually, and she decided to move to Chicago. And it just wasn't working. You know, to have somebody for just a couple of semesters, and it's an awful lot of work. The artistic director for Tazwood does an awful lot of work. So the board made that decision that this would be our last show, and I'm glad that we can, you know, actually go out with a show and show everybody what we've done in the past.
And over all of those years, do you have any idea, even a rough estimate, of how many dancers have come through the company?
About 200.
Okay.
And some of them have been in the company as long as 10 or 15 years. Some have been in for one or two semesters. So it varies from person to person.
And talk a little bit about the program that you're presenting tomorrow, because you've got some routines that you've pulled out of your history from past performances, but you've also got some new things in the program as well. So talk a little bit about, you know, what's the show going to be?
It's basically a retrospective over what we've done the last 32 years. We have live dancing, and we'll also have video clips dating back to 1992. Even though we were founded and had our first show in 1983, the video quality was not good from 1983 to 1991, so we have no video from there. But we'll have three different sections of videos. Most of the show, in fact, all but two numbers, the two children's numbers from Frozen. We had to use Frozen. From Frozen. Except for those two numbers, the entire show is a retrospective of different things we've done. Karen Earle, who is a dancer and has taken over the job of being artistic director, went through old videos and stuff and picked out the things that she thought were the best choreography. And she did a wonderful job, and she's just doing a marvelous job doing this. I wish she could do it full time, and then we wouldn't have to close the company. But
and I would get the impression parting is a sort of sweet sorrow.
Oh, it definitely is. It's been my baby for a long time now, a long, long time. And I've spent a lot of time working on Tazwood. I enjoyed every single minute of it, but there were quite a few 80-hour weeks. And at 72, I can't do an 80-hour week anymore.
Now, do you also have a couple of alumni from the company returning for this performance?
We have quite a few. We have the most remarkable ones are one gal from Los Angeles is coming. She's a dancing in a dance company out there. And one who is living in Chicago is coming, which isn't that big a distance. And then another one from New York City is coming. And then we have another three or four who were in college who are coming back. And a couple of them have actually managed to dance in the show.
In retrospect, how did you come up with the name Tazwood Dance Company, and how did you end up at ICC?
Very interesting story. Very interesting story. Back in 1982, when I founded the company, we called it the Merrily Dance Company, because that's the name of my dance studio in Metamora. Well, we were nonprofit. We had our nonprofit status with the IRS, and a group was putting on a performance at the Northwoods Mall, and it was all the nonprofits, and we were not included. So I questioned why we weren't included, and I was told that because of our name was the same name as a for-profit business, we could not be included. So I said, if we change our name, can we be included? So within a half an hour, I came up with a new name, which I probably would have come up with something much better than Tazwood Dance Company. And we changed the name, and we were allowed to perform.
Wonderful. And then you ended up at ICC.
And then Dr. Kenneth Camp was the chairman.
Sure.
And he was such a wonderful man. He did so much for us. From about 1985 on, he was talking to us about coming into residence. And we didn't know what was best for us, and we just didn't know what to do. And finally, in 1989, we did go into residence at ICC. And this is actually our 25th year in residence there. So we're very happy there.
Now, when you first started the company, what were you hoping to accomplish with it? What was your objective?
The very first company, first year, we had five dancers. And we put on our first show with five dancers. They worked and worked so hard. They were exhausted at the end of the show because there were only five of them. I started the company for those five dancers because they did very well. They were advanced dancers. And I wanted to give them something more than they would get in a dance studio setting. So somebody said, well, why don't you form a company? And I thought, why not? So I did. And then somebody else said, what should be nonprofit? And I thought, why not? So I filed all the papers with the IRS, and we got our nonprofit status, and That was it.
And just for perspective, so those first performances were for those five dancers, but in recent years, how big has the company grown to?
We've had as many as 25. So it just kind of depends on the year, on the semester. At ICC, we were going by the semester. Some semesters would have maybe 12 or 13. Others would have 18, 19. Others would have 25. It just depended on who was available that semester.
And talk about your actual dance company, the kind of dancers that you used to recruit.
We recruited dancers who were very, very strong in ballet. We wanted them to be strong because ballet is what makes you a really good dancer. You need that ballet background for all forms of dance except possibly tap. So this is what we were looking for. And because of ICC, they had to be, for a while they had to be 15, and then it got to where they had to be 16 years of age.
And don't you also do jazz? It seems like I went to a performance long ago.
Yeah.
That was a nice jazz performance.
Oh, we do jazz, we do modern, a little bit of contemporary, all of the dance forms.
So as you look back over the history of the company, I mean, do you feel that you achieved what you set out to do?
Yes, definitely. We have had almost 200 dancers. A lot of those dancers stay in contact with me fairly regularly. And we wanted to bring a high quality of dance to the people of Central Illinois. That has been our mission statement from the very beginning. And we really, I really think that we did this. We did lecture demonstrations for many years at grade schools. We performed the WTBP auction and we danced on a ramp. And it was very, very interesting and we loved it. It was great. Our dancers danced in many different ways, in many different places. We had a float in the Metamora Old Settlers Parade once, where the dancers did the 42nd Street audition. And I think they did it like 19 or 20 times in a row on a float that was rising at one end and then going down at the other end. And it was very unstable, but they had a blast, and it was very good for the company. It was good for the dancers, and the people who saw it really enjoyed it.
I'm just curious, as you've gone through the process of preparing for this production and going through the history of the company and looking at old routines and looking at old programs, what has that been like emotionally for you to go back and revisit these 30 years of your history and the company's history?
It really was a lot of fun. It was very emotional. I did cry several times. It's amazing all the different pieces that I had forgotten that we had done, and how good our dancers have always been. So I'm very proud of what Tazewood Dance Company has done.
Another testament to your success is that so many people want to come back. It's the relationships that you've built. What's that experience like for you?
Well, I always thought of all of the dancers as my children, and I was always old enough that I could have been their mothers. So I just loved every one of them, and I always did, whenever a question arose as to what was best, I would say, I will do what is best for the company. Not everybody was always happy with me, but my response was, this is what's best for the company. It may not be best for the individual person, but this is what's best for me. And I had some people who would be angry with me for a little while, but they would get over it, and we'd repair everything, and it would be fine again.
And what's next for you, then, after the performance tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm still teaching in my dance studio in Metamora. I teach ballet and tap at the advanced levels, and I plan to do that for a much longer time. I hope I can do it until I can't do anything anymore.
We've been talking with Mary Dexter, founder of the Tazewood Dance Company. Their final performance, One Last Time, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. And Mary, I know to an actor we'd say break a leg. What's the traditional greeting or salutation for a dancer?
It is break a leg.
Break a leg, Mary.
Break a leg, Mary.
Thank you.
And Nathan, Eureka College presents Home for Christmas with Mary Finch at 4 p.m. on Sunday at Eureka Christian Church. Mary is a native of Eureka and recently completed her 17th season as a soprano with the San Francisco Opera Chorus. She'll be singing some delightful traditional Christmas music, so plan to stop on by.
And finally, the annual Sing It Yourself Messiah returns to St. Mary's Cathedral in downtown Peoria this weekend. As always, they provide the orchestra, the soloists, and the conductor. Friend of the show, John Jost. The audience is the chorus, and they will have scores there for purchase if you don't already own one. It starts Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at St. Mary's Cathedral.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.